Good afternoon, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix, where we discuss all things U.S. fixed income and offer actionable insights on what's driving markets today. It's the end of April, and as we close in on the halfway point for 2026, markets are looking deceptively easy on the surface, while growing increasingly more nuanced under the hood. This is because right now, income is doing most of the work. You're getting equity-like yields in credit without the traditional signals of distress. Typically, you would only see this type of income when spreads are wide and risks are obvious. Today, however, spreads are tight, but yields are still elevated, thanks to where base rates have settled. And herein lies both the opportunity and the potential peril. We are in what looks like a classic late-cycle, carry-driven regime. Growth is slowing, but not breaking. And despite historical levels of disruption risk from energy prices to software obsolescence, markets continue to price in a muddle-through outcome. This kind of equilibrium is fragile and often works until it doesn't, which is why we believe the investment playbook has shifted. After years of beta doing the heavy lifting, this is now an environment defined by tight spreads and increasing dispersion, meaning real winners and real losers, ultimately creating a real opportunity for active management. This is because in carry markets, you don't need perfect timing or big macro calls to drive returns. What you need is discipline, security selection, and avoiding landmines. If we avoid a recession and defaults remain contained, the math is actually pretty compelling, showing a clear path to high single-digit returns for U.S. fixed income markets. But the margin for error is narrow. Today, high yield can absorb close to 200 basis points of widening before returns turn negative, while that same figure is closer to 70 basis points in investment grade. So spreads still offer some buffer in the event of a downturn, but well under the amount of widening you would expect to see should that downturn materialize. At the same time, technicals are quietly turning more supportive as signs of capital moving from money market funds further out the curve could bolster what is an already strong technical backdrop for credit markets and help keep spreads more contained than may otherwise be the case. So yes, income is powerful, but is also masking the underlying risk. As a result, positioning matters. We think the right approach to today's environment is owning income while upgrading quality. Avoid overpaying for tight cyclical risk and remain cautious around triple C's or anything that is overly sensitive to or overly exposed to default risk. At the same time, we're leaning into identifying pockets of mispriced risk where sentiment is driving a decoupling of price and value, like in life insurance bonds where private credit fears look overstated, or data center and fiber securitizations that trade meaningfully wide to comparable ABS. The bottom line, income can carry you, but only if you're selective. Avoiding the losers is becoming increasingly more important than finding the winners, and being cognizant of the tenuous macro environment will be critical to managing overall risks and preventing investors from overextending portfolios in a deceptively easy market. That's all for today. Thanks for joining.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.